Watson here with CU Broadcast, covering the underground collision here in Washington, D.C., at the top of the Hay Adams. And right across the street from us is the White House. But we, more importantly, we have two fine gentlemen here in our little studio lounge here. And I'm going to start, you guys might know the guy on the very end there, Brian Branch, former president and CEO of the World Council of Credit Unions. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Great to see you.
Great to see you as well.
Indeed. Well, life is great from retirement.
We're going to talk about that a little later. And then we have, right next to me is Rafael Matuszek. Did I get it right, Rafael?
Absolutely.
All right. And can you share with me where you, he is from Poland, and we did a great interview last year in Las Vegas last fall about the Ukraine situation. You're going to be talking about that today. But can you share with us where, what organization you're from and kind of your background as well, just to give folks a reminder?
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation. I am a president and CEO of Polish National Association of Credit Unions, and I'm also a member of Board of Directors in World Council of Credit Unions.
And you made quite the trek to come over here once again to share with us your important message that you guys are going to be talking about today. Because, Brian, you went over there as well. You went over to Poland, and I'm sure you guys met up with Rafael and shared the situation. So can you guys share with us the situation at that time and what it is now? Brian, I'll let you go first.
Well, you know, Rafael's right next door to Ukraine, and so they've had millions of refugees come from Ukraine into Poland. And the Polish credit unions have really stepped up in terms of helping those people assimilate and integrate into Polish communities. Mm-hmm. And Rafał's led a program in delivering ambulances to Ukraine to bring the injured and the ill from Ukraine into Polish hospitals. So we've been over there in support of the work that Rafał is doing, and have delivered some ambulances to Ukraine, have set up housing programs for refugees in Poland, and they're just doing tremendous work.
It's heroic work, for sure. And you guys are, oh my gosh, I mean, it's just, you can get emotional very easily talking about this type of stuff. And you guys are also here talking about, is it the Via Stella Foundation? Did I get that right?
Yeah, exactly. We established that foundation last year. Mm-hmm. And it's dedicated for the aid for Ukraine and for refugees in Poland, because we are active on these two fields. We buy and send aid to Ukraine, for example, ambulances, like Brian said, medicines, clothes, food, and last month also power generators. And we are also active in Poland in relation with refugees. We help financially, for example, to renting flats. And we establish a special program with a medicine prophylactic for women in Poland. Because first of all, in Poland, when we are talking about refugees, we have women and children.
Exactly. Priority one.
For sure.
Exactly. And there is a lot to do. We are in a constant contact with the consul of Ukraine in Poland, and he helps us to identify what we should buy and where we should send it.
Wow. Yeah. So you know ahead of time what to expect, so to speak. And how many refugees are in Poland now from Ukraine? Last I heard, it was 7 million or something along those lines, or do we have an accurate count?
Through our borders passed over 10 million
people. Oh, 10 million now. Oh my
God. Yeah, but, you know, we have a situation when a lot of people going to Poland from Ukraine and back from Poland to Ukraine. All depends on the situation in the country. So constantly in Poland, we have 5, maybe 6 million refugees.
Good grief. And so, unfortunately, we are recognizing the year, literally a year ago, Russia invaded Ukraine. And I still can't believe it's going on. A lot of us still can't believe it's going on. So, Brian, what prompted you to, I mean, I know you have a huge heart and you are a global citizen, but what prompted you to, like, hey, you know, take action and actually fly over to Poland and meet with Rafael and the folks over there? What prompted you to do something like that?
You know, I've always said that credit unions are community-based institutions, and I was very struck with, you know, this was a very significant geopolitical crisis and a conflict with a tremendous devastating impact in Ukraine and impacting Poland. And we all work with networks, and I've known Rafal and his colleagues since the 1980s. And so, you know, we were communicating about the impact, and it just made sense to come over and help and lend a hand and talk about, well, where do we go from here and how do we respond to this?
And so what is your message today to the audience? Obviously, you're going to be talking about the foundation and what's going on and stuff. What do you guys want to convey to the audience? Because we have a lot of big folks in this audience, so to speak. So what kind of a message do you want to convey to them today?
I think what we want to convey is, how can you empathize? What we want to convey is really, what's the impact of this? And think about credit unions as community institutions that respond to these kinds of crises. What would it be like if this were to impact us directly? And how would we as credit unions want to be able to respond to our community?
A global community at that. So, and Rafael, what do you want to say to the audience here today? What do you want to hope to achieve?
First of all, I'd like to say thank you, because without your help and open hearts, we can do nothing, absolutely. I'd like to tell also about what we've done till today, and what's the perspective of the Estela Foundation of the situation in Ukraine also, and the message is we need to continue our programs and our work, we count on your support.
You have it for sure. That's the credit. It's in the credit union, as Brian knows. You know, it's in the credit union DNA, as you well know too, as Rafael. So yeah. So gosh, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for traveling over here, Brian. Thank you for coming back and sharing your message as well, personal message as well. So yeah. So it's great to have you guys here. And I look forward to your talk a little bit later. Anything else to add? Any message to the credit unions out there to continue helping out?
I'd like to say that I am very glad that I am a part of credit union global movement. This is the best place for me, for people activity. We are all together. And we are very strong because of this community.
Yeah, very powerful. Our collaboration is very strong. Brian, any final thoughts here?
You know, just that constantly when bad things happen, that's when we see credit unions step up. And this is all part of that DNA, as you mentioned.
This is right in our wheelhouse. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much, Rafael. Good to see you, sir, as always. Brian, always good to see you.